Okay, next Perek is Perek Yudalid here in Tehillim. Perek Yudalid, I'm not Seach, LeDavid Omar. So this Perek, according to Rashi, is about Nebuchadnezzar. Rashi says here that the this Perek goes along with another Perek, right? Shnei Mizmorim Omar David B'Sefer Zeh Ben Yenechad. There are two Mizmorim, one said about Nebuchadnezzar by his Rishon, one said about Titus by his Sheni. This one is about Nebuchadnezzar. Later on in Perek Nun Gimel, that one, says Rashi, is about Titus, and that one, of course, similar content. But the Gemara there, the pasuk there says, Naval Balibo Ein Elokim, Hishchisu Hisivu Avel Ein Osei Tov. Came out the same psukim, a couple of slight differences, but a very similar language in kimat the whole parak. So Rashi says here, Shnei Mizmarim Amar David B'Sefer Zeh Ben Yenechad, Arishon Nebuchadnezzar, Sheni Al Titus, Zeh Shenazabe Nebuchadnezzar, Shasidli Kanes Lahecha Lachrivo. He gave the David HaMelech. Remember, David HaMelech is talking before the Beis HaMikdash is built. His son builds the Beis HaMikdash, and he already sees its destruction. Unbelievable. Nobody from David HaMelech's army can protest. That's what he sees. That's what he sees in the Nevuah. Imagine the heartache that David HaMelech had when he realizes his son is going to build a base of Migdash, but it will not be forever. That's Rashi. It's about Nebuchadnezzar. The Radak says maybe it's just more general about any enemy of the Jewish people. Zem is Vargam Kin Hu Alashon Hagalus. It's exile of a Naval. The Naval that's referred to in the first Pasuk is about Melech Umos, Yisrael B'Yadam. Any Melech of the Umos that we fall prey into. Nebuchadnezzar himself is an unbelievable character, not in a good way, but there's so many Ma'amari Chazal about the Nebuchadnezzar, right? Even why was he Zoche? Why was he Zoche to do what he did? He was Zoche to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but he says, the pasuk says in Yeshayo, "Vayishalach merudach baladan ben baladan." The king of Bavel, merudach baladan, sent a letter when Chizkiyo Amelech was got better from his illness. Kichal Chizkiyo shadal esvarim. He sent him a letter to wish him well. And what happened? Nebuchadnezzar was his scribe at the time, and he sent him a letter. Mikhazav leshlam lamalka Chizkiyah. Malkiah Chizkiyah shlam lekardu Yerushalayim shlam. Peace to Chizkiyah. Peace to Yerushalayim. Le'alaka Rabba. Right, to the great God, peace. Nebuchadnezzar Safri de Baladan Havi, he was the scribe. Hayushai de Lavi Hasam. But when he sent Dafka this letter, he wasn't there. Kiasa Amar Lahu, when he came back, he said to the other scribes, Hechikas Visu, what was the letter that you wrote? Amrulei, Hechikas Vinan. They said, this is what you wrote. Amar Lahu, Nebuchadnezzar says, you wrote a letter and you said Shalom Aleichem to Chizkiyahu before you said hello to God? Karisu le alaka rabba vakasvisu le labasof. You mentioned God at the end of the letter. Omar elahachik suvu shalom alaka rabba. Shalom akadu shalom, shalom akadu chizkiyahu. First you say shalom to God, and then to Yerushalayim, and then to chizkiyahu. And clearly Nebuchadnezzar recognized there was a God. He just thought he would be more powerful than him. Amrile, they say to him, okay, you go fix it. Karyana digrasa iye levi parvanka. Right? You think there's a problem? You go get the letter. So Rod Basre, he ran after the letter carrier. Kidirod Arba Psios, once he ran four Psios or maybe three Psios, right? Different, versions, right? This is where maybe taking three steps before after Shmona Esrei comes from. Asa Gavriel Vaokme, or Gavriel stopped him. Gavriel didn't let him go any further. Amrale, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, El Mali Ba Gavriel Vahamido, if Gavriel wouldn't have stopped him, Lohia Takna, Lusonim Shay Yisrael, we would have been done. Right, would have been done because of those steps. So because of those steps that he took, that Nebuchadnezzar took for Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is part of the schar that he got for the ability to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So again, that's what this parak is about, that David HaMelech foresees Nebuchadnezzar, and he says at the end, doesn't he know what's in store for him? L'amnaseach l'David Amar, Naval Belibo. The Naval says in his heart, right, Ein Elokim, right, there is no God. There's no Kim, right? There are many psukim that reflect the gaiva, the arrogance of all of our enemies, including Nebuchadnezzar. The pasuk says in Yeshayo, Rashi quotes it here, "Aala albamasai, I will go up and I'm Adamela Elyon, right? I am like the Elyon. I'm like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Garm Psachim, Tzadi Dalet, B'shash Amar Aala albamasai Av Adamela Elyon Yotza Basko V'Amarlo, but the Basko went out and said, "You want to be like God, Adamela Elyon?" Rasha, ben Binoshal Nimrod HaRasha. Kamash no social Adam. How long do you live? Shivim Shana. Menaras Valarakia, Mahalech Hamesh Miyoshana, just to get to the lowest level heaven takes 500 years. And the thickness of the rakia, and you keep going up and up and up in all the different levels. There are hundreds of years in between each one. And you think, I'm going to be Adamel Elyon, Amar Nava Baliba. That's what the novel says. Ein Elokim, Hishchisu, Hisivu, Alila. Right? They have destroyed. They have acted Toeva, Alila, Ein Osei Tov. Right? Nobody, Ein Osei Tov. So the question is, who is this referring to? So it might be referring to all of the Babylonians, right? Or it might be saying, Hishchisu es Ivu, they were able to act that way because Ein Osei Tov, there is no Osei Tov amongst the Jewish people. Ein Osei Tov. Rav Hirsch, amazingly, he says there's a difference between Osei and Oseh. Osei with a Tzere and Oseh. There is no Osei, but there is Oseh. What does that mean? So Rav Hirsch says, human society has never sunk to such depths that there is nobody doing any type of good deed, right? It doesn't say osetov, it says osetov, right? Osetov is somebody who is affected by his good deeds and his actions. He's become an osetov in the gavra. Osetov is somebody who does good. It's not that they affect him, but there's always, people always do good. Says Rav Hirsch, in every age, even during times of extreme moral depravity, good things have happened on earth, and some good deed can be found in the records of the life of even the most corrupt of human beings. However, the good is done in a spirit that does not spring from principles cherished or from a sense of duty. It is not done simply for the task of doing good. The performance of good deeds does not shape the character of that man. It doesn't impress itself on his personality. There's always been people who do good, but they might not become good doers, the gavra. Indeed, there are still men who do good, but there is none who is a genuine doer of good who sees his calling in the sum total of his aspirations in doing naught but good. There are osetov, but there is no osetov, a combining form construction welded into one single concept through the makif. That's what Rav Hirsch says here. Meaning there are those that do some good deeds, but none of them are affected. And that, of course, is the basis of the Sefer HaChinuch Hashkafa of Acharei HaPe'ulot Nimshachos HaLevavos. One of the earliest places he says it is by the mitzvah of breaking the bones. Not one is allowed to break the bones of the current Pesach, mitzvah Tez Zayin, and that's where the Chinuch says, L'chein ata re'ei gam re'ei ma'malachtecha v'eskecha. Kol acharecha, I'm sorry, I skipped. We have to go back for a Mishorshia mitzvah. The Shorash of the mitzvah of breaking the bones is to remember Har Sinai. And then the Chinuch says, V'al tachshov b'ni l'tfos al divarai v'lomar. Don't, my son, remember the Chinuch wrote this sefer for his son to learn with his friends on Friday night. Don't grab my words and say, why there's so many mitzvahs that are zech l'sis Mitzrayim? V'lo b'zichron echad ya'le hadavar v'machshav aseinu. One time, v'lo yishachach v'bizareinu. Well, just give us one mitzvah. No. Kilo mechachma yitit fesei nozeh. That's not a wise question. Why? Umachsheves hana'ar yasi achal dabar kein. It's your youth that made you ask that question. V'yata b'ni and b'nas shimazos, listen to what I'm telling you. V'hatei azdecho shma alamedcha lohoel b'toro uve mitzvos. Da. And here's his yesod that he says 30 times. Ki ha'adam nif'al kafi pulosav. We are influenced by our actions. V'libo v'chol machshevosav tamid achar masav shu oseh bohem. Im tov the Imra. Afilu Rasha Gomor, if he spends his day doing mitzvos, then it's going to affect him. Achrei Pa'ulos Nimshachen Halavavos. And that's what he says. And that's why Ras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos says Yisrael. Laficha Cher Balam Torah Mitzvos. The Chinuch says the more mitzvos we're involved in, if we're Osig in Avodas Hashem all day, then we become Ovdei Hashem. We become Ovdei Hashem. Ki mitoch Apulos Atovos Anachron Nifalim Lios Tovim Vizochim Lachaye Ad. The more we're involved in. And says the Chinuch, says the Rav Hirsch, that was the problem in this dar. You have people who did a couple of good things, but they didn't let it become part of them. Ein osei tov. There aren't people who are osei tov in that way. What's the definition of a novel? Novel belibo. So the Ramban says, the Ramban in Dvarim, right? That's where in Hazinu, that's where the word comes up. Am naval velo chacham. Naval is someone who is not wise. And the Ramban says there, sheshachachu atov shasalahem. Somebody who's kfui tova. Somebody who does not thank and recognize what the good done for them. Quotes that from Rashi. The uncle is tier game, and the Ramban says, "Lofi daiti haoset tovas chinam yikra nediv umeshalim ra'al lemi shehetiv imo yikra naval." Expanding on Rashi, if you do evil to who did good to you, naval. right? And that's why Naval HaKarmeli, the classic Naval, right? David did good to him and he didn't do good back to David. So Naval, the Naval says, and this is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, Ein Elokim, Ish Yisusivu, Ein Oseto. Ein Oseto. One other point, and that is the Biuri Chasidus I saw, they say, this is all the Naval talking. He says in his heart, right, Nebuchadnezzar says, there's no God, nobody's watching me, there's no Schar V'Onesh, I could do whatever I want. And then Ein Osei Tov, the Rasha says, well, nobody's doing good, right? They bring everyone down around them, because if other people were doing good, then I would look bad. But says the Shem Yishmuel, Hanavo Matzdikets Ma'asav Etoein, Ein Osei Tov, Shem Yishmuel and Shmini, Ein Osei Tov, Kula Nogin Kach, Ve'ein Ani Shoneh Mimishu Acher, Kardarku Shel Olam. Right, we defend ourselves by saying, well, nobody is doing, acting well. So that's what David says, describing Nebuchadnezzar, or again, the Radak describing any of our enemies, right? They destroy the world. Hashem mishamayim hishkif al bnei adam. Hashem looks down on people. Liros hayesh maskil doreshes elokim. Hashem looks down. So again, this might be continuation of we're being punished because Hashem is looking down and we're not doing what we need to do. Or Hashem is looking down at these, people who are against us. Are they doing it for the l'shem shamayim reasons? Because the Bnei Yisrael are being punished, so they're God's tool, or no? They're not doing it because of Yiras Hashem. The Ksav Sofer says, Al Derech Drush on this pasuk, Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Mishkif Hashem, Mishemayim, Hashem looks down on Bnei Adam, a person's children. Liros, to know, to see, Ayish Maskil, Dorish Zalokim. When you're Maskil, when you learn Torah, are you doing it, Dorish Zalokim, to get closer to God? Why do people learn Torah? So some might learn Torah to, you know, it's an intellectual pursuit that's very challenging, and I like it, says the Ksav Sofer. Do you teach your kids or you just do it yourself? A litmus test if you love something is if you share it with your children. Sharing it with children, like the Rambam talks about at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, that the when a person is madly in love, they share it and they need to express it and they can't hold it back, right? How much they're in love with somebody. So when you're in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to share it. So Hashem looks at Bnei Adam, our children, Liros, to see, to determine Hayesh Maskil is the Maskil. When we study the Torah, why is that? Is that Doresh HaSelokim? Is that for Derishas Hashem to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it for some other reason? Hashem looks down. Hakol Sar, right? And everyone in the world, Hakol Sar, Yachtav Ne'elachu, right? They have, lowered themselves. And Ne'elachu, when the Mitzvah of Sion says, Niv'ashu, they have become disgusting. Everybody in the world, Eich Ein Osei Tov, again that Lashon, Ein Gam Echad, not even one, that, to use Rav Hirsch's, Ein Osei Tov. Some people do good things here and there, but there aren't these tzaddikim. And that's what brought these enemies on us. Ha'lo Yadu Kapol Yavin. But now David turns to the enemy and says, Nebuchadnezzar, don't you know? Don't you know what's going to happen in the future? Ochle Ami Achlu Lechem. Right? This is a continuation of the Pauli oven. Those who eat my people, right, like bread, Hashem lo karo, right? Either the people, right, the Pauli oven are not doing it in the name of Hashem, or it's only working because, you know, Bnei Yisrael warrant kore Hashem. Rashi says this is a reference to Baal Shetzar. Remember the Suda in the before the Purim story? And the miscalculations the Gemara describes, the miscalculations that Nebuchadnezzar made and Belshazzar made, they all knew 70 years, but 70 years from when? 70 years from the original Golus, 70 years from the Cheresh and the Masker, 70 years from Churban. So that's Achlu Lechem. They were sitting down to eat, but you saw what happened to them. In this case. Sham pachtu pachad ki elokim bedor tzadik. Then down, sham. Further in those generations, they will tremble because Hashem is with the tzaddik in every dar. Hashem is really with the tzaddik in every dar, and even though on the outside it doesn't look like it, but Hashem is with the tzaddik. Interesting that David is saying, don't they know? Don't they know what I mean? What do they know? Right? Is it logical? Right? The Radak says, Klomar, lo ala belibam ki Hashem ro'eh osam. They don't realize that God is watching them. Leficha lo karoso. They don't realize it. Is it natural to like recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and think about a creator? I think we might have mentioned this in earlier Shiurim. Rabbi Chanan has that in the first Maimar, in the Kovetz Maimarim, in Maimar Aleph. That's where Rabbi Chanan discusses, is belief in God something that is natural, logical, and one wouldn't even have to be taught it? Like Avram Avinu. Am Avinu figured it out. So are we all called to figure it out? Says the Rabbi Chanan, he thinks, Ki ha'emuna shakadosh baruch hu baras ha'olam, hu mechrachas l'chol ben das. It's mechrach. You have to believe that Hashem created the world. Imrak yatza mechal shote. As long as you're not mentally limited, you have to believe that Hashem created the world. What, you look around. Vein sora klal sum philosophia lasigas ediazos. You don't need any philosophy, right? And the Chovas HaLevavo says, right, if you see writing on a paper, could it be that somebody just spilled ink and that came out? Halo tira im yishafich al adam dio pitom aniyar chalak. E efshar shi yitztayir men uksav mesudar. If you pour ink on a paper, that's going to become uksav mesudar. V'ilu ba lefanin uksav mesudar. If you see perfect writing, v'yechar omer ki nishpach adio al aniyar, and somebody says, no, dio would spilled out. Right, you think he's a faker. What are you talking about? So here, you look at the world. Is the world any less than a piece of paper with writing on it? You see unbelievable wisdom in the world. This machine that's called the world. How can you say that it wasn't made? And is that continuing the Kavanah Sa'osa? He said it's just because of personal negios, that a person doesn't have this and think about this. And he even quotes there the story with the Tumim, that the Tumim was once asked by a non-Jew, it says in your Torah, Achar Am Lahatos, you have to follow the majority. So we're the majority. So don't you follow us, that you're wrong. The Tumim says, you only follow the majority when there's a suffix. Right? If there are 90 drunkards and 10 people who are sober and the 90 drunkards say something, what, you trust them? No. If you know for sure that it's daytime. Right, so that's what David HaMelech says here. Right, don't they realize that this is what is going to happen? Yadu kapali oven. Don't they realize that this is what their future holds? Again, this is about Nebuchadnezzar. We continue. Sham pachtu pachad. We just read that they're going to have that pachad. Kilukim b'tor tzadik. Hashem is with the tzadik. Atzas ani tavishu. So they say the atza, the ani yearns to Hashem, the etza ani tavishu. But you embarrass. You think, what are you connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's who your help is. That's who you're looking for. Rashi, atem omrim sha'atzasam shel Yisrael busha, b'hem bothkim b'Hashem, but ki Hashem machaseu, right? But Hashem is machaseh. Then that's what they think. But you know what? Mi yitein halavai. It should be the time already. Mitzion, out of Zion, Yeshuas Yisrael. The salvation of Israel comes b'shuv Hashem shuv samo. When Hashem redeems us, Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. There's a difference between Gila and Simcha, Yaakov Yisrael, but there'll be Simcha for all Jews, for all categories and areas of Jews. And the Rav Dessler, the Rinas Yitzchak here connects this parak to Rav Dessler in the Kuntres HaChesed. Rav Dessler talks about how everyone in life, every mida in life at root, either comes from Netina or Netila. Right, and every midah that we have, every good midah, negative midah, that's the root. Kashabara Elohim es ha'adam, asol lenosein v'notel. Right, we are giving in certain areas, and we are takers in certain areas. Koach hanesina, hu koach elyon, mi midas yotzer akol baruch hu. The power of giving, that's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to create the world. Shu merachim umeitiv v'nosein. Mi b'li kibel davar b'timur. Hashem didn't get anything back, and he just gives. The ultimate giver is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is not notel anything. V'kacha asas adam, b'tzelem elokim asas adam, ki yuchal l'rachim l'heitiv l'itein. Aval, says Rav Dessler, koach hanetila, ashehu asher yis'aveh ha'adam l'mshochilav, es kalaba b'tchumo. Koach hanetila means the taking. We're looking for things today. Koach zeh hu asher yigru b'nei adam avas atzmo, v'shoresh kol haros. That's the shoresh of all. So all midos flow from netina and netila. Shnei kochos ha'ela. Continues Rav Dessler, Hanesina v'hanetila him shorshei kol amidos v'chol amasim. V'yesh l'chol adas, and you should know, she'ein derech memutza b'zeh. There's nothing in the middle. Ki nefesh ha'adam la'olam tish'af l'echa mishnei atzadim. Everything we do in life is either giving or taking. Right? And when we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we take for ourselves, mishnei atzadim v'shukas ha'lev, ha'pnimis ein pashrus. There's nowhere in the middle. And that's what you have. That's what he continues in the Shoresh Ha'ahava. Right? That's where he talks about Shoresh Ha'ahava, that love, this is his famous line, he says, love is an outgrowth of giving. It's not a cause of giving. Hergano lachshov es hanesina l'tolos ha'ava, ki l'asher ye'ava adam yetiv lo. right? Whoever you love, you give. Aval asvar hashniyahi ki yehav ha'adam es pri ma'asav. Hashem, a person loves what he created. Behargesho asher chelik min atzmiu so bahemu. Right? There's a chelik of me in there. Right? A chelik of me in there. Right? It says in Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta, im chafetz ata li davik ba'avas chavercha, havinosei v'notei b'tovaso. Give. You want to create love? Give more. And that's what this parak, Nebuchadnezzar is a novel, and a novel is a taker. A novel is a taker. The Yalkut says on this pasuk, novel b'libo, it's Esav. Esav is a taker. Esav is a taker. So we have to be givers. But this is David HaMelech telling Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, you'll have a number of years where you'll be on top, but eventually you're going to be down. Okay, we will stop here.